The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Is it that time of day? Do we have a show to run? I think we do. Gotta put my audio clips up on my screen, and then everything will be copacetic. Copacetic, a word we don't use enough. Copacetic. Doesn't it sound good? I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump, host of the newest national conservative radio show. Newest national show, isn't it? Still? I think it is. On the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the fetid, stinking, putrid swamp that is Washington, D.C., with so much to discuss, so much to share with you. Let me just pull it out of my pocket. I'm up to date. I've responded to every single text on our Patriot Mobile .com. Text line, the number is 703-869-12. Guys, you've texted me. I was up to date, and there's that four texts in the last 10 minutes. Guys, I hadn't even started the show. What are you doing? Are you responding to the text that I'm responding to your text from? Is that how it works? I guess it is. The number is 703-869-1262. I love technology. Not as much as Rush does. I mean, I think Rush really loves technology. By the way, Rush Limbaugh. Let's get Eric. Eric, are you on the mic in your little cubicle?
Yes, Dr. G.
Okay, so have you written a piece for American... We love American greatness. There's a piece that has somebody's name on it that says Eric, and it's called Trump Comes Away from the Democratic Debate in Las Vegas with All the Chips. Did you write this?
Yes, I did. Last night.
And who quoted it today?
I believe a fellow by the name of Rush Limbaugh.
You mean the Rush Limbaugh?
The Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient? Yeah, that Rush Limbaugh.
He quoted you, Eric?
That's what some of my buddies tell me.
I guess I'm going to have to quote you now, right?
Sounds good.
Congratulations to Eric. Put that feather in your cap. Get that on your resume. My Eric, our Eric, your Eric, if you're listening to the show, was quoted today by the man that made all of our shows possible, the guy who never gives up. He is. I'm so glad that's how Eric introduced him. The Presidential Medal of Freedom
recipient, Rush Limbaugh. Check out, repost that article right now on all my feeds, Eric. Your article from American Greatness, one of our favorite websites, amgreatness.com. Trump comes away from the Democratic debate in Las Vegas with all the chips. Okay, we need to discuss the debate. But first, I have to give you the menu. I feel like I need to give you the menu for the next 3 hours. And the menu is the following. Matt Boyle will be with us. He is Mr. Washington Politics for Breitbart.com, the most influential conservative website out there. Then we're going to have, if everything goes to plan, you never know with these congressional types, but so far so good. Congressman Devin Nunes, a man who is the quintessential citizen politician, a man who's not just a politician, but a farmer. Got to ask Devin Nunes about Mini Mike's comments about farmers. Have you seen the president's new name for Mini Mike? It's No Boxes. No Boxes, Mike. Were there any boxes in the debate? Yes. Hard to tell. There's podium. What is the plural of podium? Is it podia? I don't know. Maybe it is. Those multiple podiums. It was hard to tell if he was standing on something. My friend Chris Plant said he was probably standing on a couple of peasants. Well, he is Mike Bloomberg. You just couldn't see the peasants. I don't know. I wasn't behind the podium. We're going to talk about the debate with Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart. We're going to talk to Devin Nunes. We're going to talk to Daniel Gade, Lieutenant Colonel Gade, who's running for Senate in Virginia. Super, super guy, war veteran, Army veteran, and then our buddy Ned Ryan, GOP strategist, the good kind of GOP strategist that we like. But let's talk about the debate. Also, let's get the number out there. You can start dialing now. Sound off on anything in the news today. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But let's get Mr. G's take. Let's turn on Jeff's microphone. Jeff, I pay you a lot of money to watch the Democrat debates. Yesterday, you watched...
Not enough.
Not enough to watch Democrat debates. Fair. Harsh, but fair is the commentary to that. So here's our question. The classic, you know, automatic response yesterday was, who won the debate? It was the billionaire. And the answer was, yeah, Donald Trump. That billionaire won it. But you had a very canny, in our pre-show meeting, what was Jeff's analysis of the Vegas debate?
If you're one of the people, which is still the majority of the Democrat Party, that doesn't like Sanders or Warren, you would think that Bloomberg did not come off that bad. And if you don't like Warren and you don't like Sanders, there's a lot of Democrats like that. He was being attacked the whole time by the two of them. They were ganging up on him, and he was just kind of giving it back to him, and he came off normal. And the two of them came off very angry and even crazier than normal.
So you're saying that the Mini Mike, No Boxes Mike, did he look like the adult in the room, or is it just everybody else looked so nasty?
He looked like the complete adult and the only one in the room.
All right. Well, we have some incredible. I think your analysis is sound. We have some great, great audio. I just want to open with my favorite audio from last night's debate. And it is, in fact, the first cut of the day. somebody had to say it because I've been saying it on this show for 14 months. The president's been saying it. Donald Trump Jr. has been saying it. But then a Democrat candidate for president said it. Mini Mike, No Boxes Bloomberg. Cut one.
Mayor Bloomberg, you own a large company. Would you support what Senator Sanders is proposing?
Absolutely not. I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation. It's ridiculous. We're not going to throw out capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It was called communism, and it just didn't work.
It's called... They booed! When he called out the commies for being commies, they booed. And then he got out his shiv. Then Mayor Bloomberg went in for the kill against the unreconstituted Bolshevik Bernie, the man who honeymooned in the Soviet Union and then talked to us about how delightful the puppet shows are and the chandeliers in the Moscow metro, the subway chandeliers. Oh, they're so lovely. This is Mayor Bloomberg. No Boxes Mike, cut two.
Walmart, we have to subsidize Walmart's workers who are on Medicaid and food stamps because the wealthiest family in America pays starvation wages. That's socialism for the rich.
Mayor Bloomberg,
would you like that? The question was about socialism.
What a wonderful country we have. The best known socialist in the country happens to be a millionaire with three houses. What did I miss here?
Well, you'll miss that I work in Washington, House 1.
That's the first problem.
Live in Burlington, House 2.
That's good.
And like thousands of other Vermonters, I do have a summer camp. Forgive me for that. But where is your home? Which tax haven do you have your home?
New York City, thank you very much. Yeah, I pay all my taxes.
I saw a little bit of spunk. I saw a little bit of fire in the belly there with Mike Bloomberg. What did he say there? He said, what about your three houses, you Bolshevik? And what was his response? Well, it's all very normal, you know. I wish I could do the Bernie accent. I'm not even going to try, but it's all very normal. Why? Because I work in Washington. I need a house there. What did Bloomberg respond? Well, that's problem number one. Woo! Spicy! That was great, because you're a Washington swamp dweller. And then, what was Bernie's continued justification? Well, I've got a house in Vermont because that's where I come from. And like thousands of others, I've got my summer camp. Do you have a summer camp? What does he mean by camp? Is it some kind of communist labor camp? I don't have a camp. Do you have a camp? Call in and tell me. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Up next here in America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, Matt Boyle. We are live casting on YouTube, on Facebook. You can catch this show on Instagram TV as soon as we finish broadcasting all 3 hours. And don't forget our website, sebgorka.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words.
Do you go to the movies to learn? Not usually, but you know what? Sometimes you can. And if you're a conservative, you will learn so much from Created Equal, Justice Clarence Thomas in his own words. This documentary is like nothing I've ever seen. It's the best film of its kind. And it is the story of a black conservative that the left wanted to stop at all costs. But he didn't back down. He never surrendered. Joe Biden wanted to prevent him becoming a member of the highest court in the land. But Clarence Thomas won. See this movie. It is more timely than ever. All conservatives in 2020 need to see Created Equal. Go to justicethomasmovie.com. That's justicethomasmovie.com for theaters, showtimes, and you can get tickets there as well. justicethomasmovie.com. Perfect timing for yesterday's events, for tonight's events, for the next 256 days at least. And beyond. It is, of course, Matt Boyle, Washington political editor. So much to discuss. Welcome back to the studio, my friend.
Always a pleasure to be here.
First things first, fabulous news for Camp MAGA, for the hobbits of the Shire, for the good guys, for those that love America. Our buddy, your buddy, my buddy, the president's, one of the president's strongest advocates, Rick Grenell, who is currently the ambassador in Berlin to Germany, has been named acting director of national intelligence above all 15 intelligence agencies. You've got a great piece up, Eric. Repost it right now, please, on my Twitter, on my Facebook. Repost the article from Matt at Breitbart today. Why is this such a big deal, Matt?
Well, first off, the left and the Democrats and the deep state are claiming that Grenell is not qualified for the job. They couldn't be more mistaken. He is overqualified for this position.
If he's being attacked by the Washington Post, opposed to the Democrats and the deep state. That means he is the right man for the job, doesn't
That's exactly right. So President Trump has been at war with the deep state, many of whom are these intelligence agencies and so on and so forth, who have been trying to undermine his presidency from the beginning. We've seen it through the whole Mueller thing, the Russia nonsense. Then we saw it later with the now failed impeachment effort with the whole Ukraine thing. But the fact of the matter is that Nancy Pelosi is the leading Democrat out there. Now she's the Speaker of the House out there criticizing Grinnell's appointment into this position, saying that
she's
not
qualified. She just issued a statement, right?
Yeah, her statement is in so many words. I don't have the direct quote in front of me, but basically she says that Grinnell's only qualification is loyalty to the president. Well, Grinnell is loyal to the president. That's just not true. What Rick Grinnell has done as ambassador to Germany, first off, Rick Grinnell served for 8 years. He's the longest ever serving
record-breaking.
Yeah, record-breaking. 8 years as the U.S. spokesperson for the United Nations during the Bush administration.
For the U.S. mission to the United Nations.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And and then in addition to that, again, has served as ambassador to Germany. During his time as ambassador to Germany, he's made a number of accomplishments. First off, right out the gate, he secured German acceptance of a deportation of a Nazi that we've known is in the United States, a Nazi prison guard. His citizenship was revoked in 2004. Right. And again, remember, Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House in 2007 after the Democrats took the House in 2006 through the 2010 midterm elections. Barack Obama was president for all 8 years. Barack Obama knew this Nazi was in America and did nothing about it. Right. Nancy Pelosi was Speaker twice and didn't do anything. Didn't do anything about it. And it took Grinnell all of like 2 months to get the Germans to accept this guy back. And then, but he lived his whole life after being a Nazi prison guard in the United States after getting in under false pretenses using a refugee loopholes in Boston in the 1940s, 50s, and then got U.S. citizenship, which was, again, eventually revoked under the Bush administration once his past was discovered. But so that's the first thing. He also got the Germans to agree to increase NATO spending. They haven't actually done it yet, they've promised to commit to increase to 2%, which is what NATO countries are supposed to do. He blocked the Russians' pipeline into Germany,
Nord Stream 2.
He got German companies to agree to implement U.S. sanctions against the Iranians. That's not an easy thing to do. A lot of German companies try to do business with the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Yep.
He got the Germans to designate Hezbollah as a terrorist organization. So the idea that Rick Grinnell is not qualified is just sadly mistaken. These people are just factually inaccurate.
Just stop there for a second. Mm-hmm. I need to commend this man. So I have Matt Boyle's article in front of me that I read for the show prep. If you look at it, it's marked with a highlighter on numerous pages. I was preparing for the show. Matt Boyle recited in order the key points of this article without anything in front of him. It's scary. Your mind is like a steel trap, my friend. I thought I was going to have to like remind you what you wrote on page 3. This is like a 1,500-word article, and you nailed it. I'm very impressed, Matt. Well done.
That's what I do, man.
But look, not everybody can actually remember it. Right. You research it, you write it. I'm so impressed. So Rick Grinnell, he gets this Nazi deported to Germany because that's what the Trump administration does. It actually gets rid of bad guys. Right. He gets Germany.
The Bush administration and the Obama administration failed to do.
And Nancy failed. Yeah. And then he gets Germany, the freeloaders, to say, okay, finally, we're going to pay for our defense in NATO. He gets them to designate Hezbollah. He gets European companies to get serious about not doing business with Iran. On and on and on. And he's the guy who's not serious. The real story here is the noise that is being made. The real story here is the deep state is afraid. The Democrats are afraid. And this idea that he's a Trump, he's being described as a Trump loyalist. What? Because you should have people who want to sabotage you in your administration?
It's totally ridiculous logic. But look, here's the thing. Yes, well, Rick Grinnell is loyal to President Trump. He's also effective and well-experienced. And so the fact of the matter is, again, the Democrats and the deep state and the media, they're freaking out because of the fact that President Trump is succeeding. Oh, not to mention the fact that All these claims that President Trump is a bigot are just not true.
Because Rick Grenell, we didn't even mention it.
Okay, Rick Grenell is openly gay, and he is now the first ever openly gay cabinet official in U.S. history. That was not a Democrat who did that. That's a Republican.
But he's such
a misogynist
and a bigot and a homophobe, and
none of that is true. So let's be
very, very clear about this. A loyalist. I don't think he'd ever say what Eric Holder, the Attorney General, to Barack Hussein Obama said. I am the president's wingman. That should make you bothered, right?
Yeah, but that's not... Rick Grenell is a patriot. What he's done for the United States is standing up against our adversaries around the world, whether they be terrorist organizations. Oh, and that's not to mention what he's done on China. I mean, he's been pressuring European countries, especially Germany, to stop using Huawei, which is the Chinese-backed tech firm. Do 5G.
And what does the Washington Post write? The Trump administration's beclowning of the executive branch continues apace. This pathetic little man, Daniel Dresner, who says this is a sign of banana republic. I guess he was asleep for the last 8 years of Obama. We're back with Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, here on America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk.
Senator Warren attacking the billionaire. No boxes, Mike Bloomberg. Barb has just texted in. Democrat debate? I thought it was the Jerry Springer show. We are back with Matt Boyle. Tag him on Twitter, mboyle1, because I will never give up. We'll get him back on Twitter. He is the Washington political correspondent. No, editor. What am I saying? For Breitbart.com. Yesterday, Van Jones had this to say, and I need Matt's response, summarizing in just 18 seconds what happened on the Democrat debate stage. Van Jones, cut it.
Listen, this was a disaster for Bloomberg. Bloomberg went in as the Titanic, billion-dollar machine Titanic. Titanic meet iceberg Elizabeth Warren. She took him to task in a way that I'd never seen in a debate.
Is it that simple? Bernie loses, Warren wins.
Well, look, I've heard the Titanic. I've heard the Hindenburg. I mean,
for Bloomberg.
Bloomberg. I mean, this is he was supposed to be this behemoth of a character that was unbeatable, and the rest of the field was a joke and a clown car, which is all true, by the way. The rest of the field is a clown car and a joke. But Bloomberg was supposed to be above all of that and better than it all. It was clearly a mistake on his part strategically to appear on the debate stage last night. He probably should have said it out. The stuff regarding what Warren nailed him on the NDAs with women. I mean, here's the thing. We don't know how many mystery women have signed NDAs.
Right.
We don't know what it's about. This is going to dog Bloomberg for forever until he answers those questions and releases these people from the NDAs. He should have just done it right then and there to get it over with.
But how is it possible that a man who spent, what, $400 million so far? On adverts, on advertisements, on commercials, where he doesn't even appear in the commercials, that man didn't do a murder board rehearsal for the debate, with this question? Because clearly he wasn't ready for the NDA question.
Apparently they did. That's
what his response was disastrous.
His response was disastrous, but that's because he's not that talented of a candidate, and the narrative that they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars building is false, quite clearly. So what we're seeing now is that Bloomberg is perhaps maybe the weakest one of the Democrats, and so if Bloomberg does end up buying the nomination in the end, which is very possible that that's where it ends up, Or it's probably more likely now that Bernie runs away with a delegate lead. We'll see what happens on Super Tuesday. That's the big tell.
Right.
So, but Bloomberg didn't do himself any favors going into Super Tuesday. So, look, this coming Saturday we have Nevada. Next Saturday we've got South Carolina. The following Tuesday after South Carolina we have Super Tuesday. That's where a number of different states are. And if Bloomberg doesn't win outright half of them, then Mini Mike is probably not long for this presidential race.
What about the also-rans? Any Matt Boyle analysis on Boot Edge, on Amy? What is the verdict on their performance
last
yesterday?
Last night was the best debate that we've seen yet, in that we finally got them all debating. Like, before, it was just giant
scripts,
lovefest,
right?
All agreeing
turning
with
points.
Each other.
Right.
Yeah, talking points. So they all kind of took shots at each other, which was good and healthy. They should do that more often. Maybe they, you know, for at least for their cause and for the country, because the fact is that we haven't had a real debate until last night. So finally, that they all kind of the gloves came off in every direction. I don't know who's going to end up coming out of this Royal Rumble on the other end as their nominee in the end, but the. They've all kind of given each other a pass throughout the whole race until now. And so it was healthy that happened. I think Warren probably had the best night of anybody up there, but maybe it's too little too late. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Last 30 seconds with Matt mm-hmm. Ball. Did anybody yesterday increase their voter base?
I think of the candidates up there, Warren probably did the best. So and that was because she's actually genuine when she's going after somebody like Bloomberg like that. And I think that helped their case a little bit. So if she has a chance at new life, the question is it too little too late? Right. I don't know. But she definitely had a good night.
Bit more genuine than the would you like a beer? I'm going to have a beer video. We've been talking to Matt Boyle. Tag him on Twitter, mboyle1. And every morning, every evening, when you're not listening to this show, you know where to go. Go to Breitbart.com, our 13 most influential websites out there. It is number one. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next here on 833-33-GORKA. But let me talk to you about phone calls, about telephones for a second. Gun confiscation, abortion, open borders. This is the future the left is planning for you. You saw it yesterday on the debate stage, and they are funded by the big cell phone companies. You don't even realize you're funding the machine trying to destroy our Constitution, our values, and our country. Every time you use your phone, the big companies, you know who they are. They constantly partner with the left. But who's partnering with you? One company, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only company protecting the Constitution with every call you make by donating a portion of your bill to conservative causes. All plans include unlimited talk and text. You can transfer your phone number. They have reliable nationwide coverage and no hidden fees. Don't wait. Join a company, use a company that is conservative and supports you. Go now to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Don't give another penny to the big companies out there that are against your values. Get a free Motorola Moto Z3 Play when you add from 1 to 4 lines right now, plus another free gift. Call their U.S. number 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Back with your calls in a moment.
I do watch you guys make news every week.
Every day. We are a big political show.
I was just wondering if you were wearing black as a
consequence of, like, the death of the political left in the debate last night. It was quite something to observe.
You know, don't count the dead yet, the bodies. Let's give it a little time before we count.
Well, Joe Biden, at least. I mean, I was hoping that maybe Whoopi's bell could wake up the Biden campaign if you hit it.
I thought he was actually, he didn't do any harm to himself last night.
What state's he going to win? I mean, this is a man fundamental premise of the Biden campaign is that he's electable and he can't seem to win elections. So now you have socialist Bernie Sanders against billionaire Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah. Well, the Republicans love a billionaire. They love money. So what are you talking about?
Well, Michael Bloomberg used to be a Republican. It's fascinating that right now the Democratic Party is likely not going to nominate a Democrat. They're either going to nominate a socialist or someone who some time ago was a Republican.
Matt Gaetz went into the lion's den. Is that being too complimentary? I don't want to insult lions or anything. But Matt Gaetz went on to The View, and his first question, why are you wearing black? Is it for the death of the Democrat Party? You can choose between a Bolshevik and a billionaire. Nicely put, Matt. I have in my hands, hot off the presses, Nancy Pelosi's statement on the appointment of Richard Grenell as acting director of national intelligence. Two pathetic little paragraphs where she attacks his qualifications with nothing concrete. Not one mention of why this person is a problem. So, Nancy, here's a message for you. You may have seen it before. Remember that, Nancy? That's what America thinks of your statement. Goodbye. You like that, guys? That just came to me. I don't know where I saw it before. Let's go to Julie in New Jersey. Line 3, our number here is 833-334-6752. Welcome, Julie.
Hi. Listen, regarding Rick Grenell, who
yes.
we love,
yes.
the pattern with the Democrats, anybody that is so pro-Israel, they hate.
And yes! Rick Grenell,
yes, I hope Republicans say that. And Democrats hate gay men, especially if they're conservative, like Rick Grenell. Oh. We want Republicans out there name-calling Democrats, because the name-calling works. So we want Republicans, Matt Boyle, come on and say, Democrats hate gay men. Rick Grenell.
No, not gay men. No. You got to be accurate. It's the second part of your sentence, Julie. They hate gay men who are conservatives. They hate black men who are conservatives. That's the problem, because if you're gay or if you're black, you've got to be a Democrat. Get back on the plantation. Who do you think you are? You nailed it, Julie. That's a problem. But, hey, Matt's a fighter. Don't criticize Matt. We love Matt.
I know. I love Matt. But, listen, we got to get more aggressive and really attack these Democrats for hating gay men that are homophobic, the gay men that are conservative. Come on. They do it to us every day.
Yeah, but
they
look,
name call us.
It's, I don't know if you listen to the show every day, but what was it, 10 days ago, I had my epiphany. It's time to fight, guys. It's time to fight. You've just, you know, they never give an inch. If you apologize to them, they just go in for the kill. It's time to fight. And the glorious thing about Rick, he is a fighter.
And, we love him. You know, by the way, Dr. Gork, I always mean to tell you, my sister-in-law is from Hungary, from Budapest also, by the way.
Good. Does she cook for you guys? Because the Hungarian food is good, you know.
Oh, yes.
We love it. Diplomats that got postings in the U.S. Embassy in Budapest, they called it the 25-pound tour. It's that good. God bless you, Julie. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Mark in Philadelphia, line 4. Welcome back, Mark, to America First.
Hi, Doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
About the unreconstituted communist,
yes.
Bernie Sanders. Okay, I believe they used to call them dachas back in the old Soviet Union.
Well, yeah, they did, but that was for the elite, the members of the Central Committee, the Politburo. They had their summer residences that were called dachas. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. By the way, though, I am about to switch parties to Democrat, okay, because I feel like I need to cause a little bit of mischief.
What are you going to do, Mark? What are you going to do in Philly?
I'm thinking of going for either the mother-in-law or for the unreconstituted communist. Only for the primary, of course. You got to have a little bit of fun.
Oh, you're a naughty man, Mark. And then afterwards, you're going to come back to the light side, to the good side, right?
Of course. Take care. God bless.
God bless you. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Scott in New Jersey, line 5. Welcome, Scott.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, sure.
In the beginning of this whole mess, I was thinking the wild card of who would be best to go against Trump, and it would be another billionaire. And so Bloomberg seemed to fit the profile.
Why? Why? Explain why.
Well, because he speaks. What really caught my attention is when you did the soundbite where he called out Bernie on his communism.
Right.
And it seemed that he was just sort of speaking what everybody knows on the Democratic side, but nobody's willing to step up. And so he might just be that wild card that speaks his mind. Speaks.
Yeah.
Look,
it was delicious to hear somebody who's he's not really a Democrat. He's if you look at what he did in New York, there's an incredible piece. I've got it in my pile here from John Nolte from Breitbart. This guy isn't a Democrat. He's more fascistic than anything else. What he did to control the lives of New Yorkers, the way he tried to regulate everything in their life from the size of, you know, what sodas they'd eat. This guy is detached. He's part of the elite. You heard what he said about farmers, about people who works in factories, what he said about black young men, about Latino young men, what he said about transgender. This guy is an elitist who actually wants power. That's all he wants, is he wants control. So maybe a breath of fresh air for 30 seconds on the debate stage yesterday. But apart from that, no, this guy is as much of an elitist as the rest of the mark. God bless you, Scott. Keep spreading the word in New Jersey. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't forget, if you're listening to the show and enjoying it, we have something very special for you. It's called Gorka's Cabinet. You can join my private subscription service where you get this show all 3 hours without commercial breaks. And on top of that, you get behind-the-scenes interviews, long form, no commercials, interviews that will not be available to anybody anywhere else if you join my team. Go to sebgorka.com, click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner, and join today. $59.95 for the whole year. Do it. You want to be part of my team, don't you? Sebgorka.com, Gorka's Cabinet. Back to your calls in a moment on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. What Pete and Seth Talbot, the incredible father and son team behind this product, have created is truly remarkable. They are providing pain relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now. You need to see their stories, the video testimonials from people who are taking Relief Factor right now, being liberated from their daily aches and pains at ReliefFactor.com are stunning. I myself am now 14 months pain-free from my lower back pain issue because of Relief Factor. This is a product that doesn't hide the pain, doesn't smother it or hide it by affecting the pain receptors like regular painkillers do. This natural product attacks the source of the pain, the inflammation. That's what you want to do. And that's why my colleagues here, great men such as Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and Larry Elder all stand by and endorse this product, as do I. Find out if it can work for you. It's so very simple. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. You deserve it. You should be the next success story. $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Back to your calls here on America First. 833-334-6752.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
I just don't get it. I'm not kidding, guys. I don't make this stuff up. I feel we started the show 3 minutes ago. It's the last segment of the first hour. What is going on? Am I the new Doctor Who? Did I step into the TARDIS? Is there a chronic hysteresis? Is the time-space continuum wrinkled? No, we're having fun with you guys, the best guests, best callers, and of course, a guy with a funny accent. Let's listen to, what do we have here? A shortcut, I think. Yes, Chuck Todd, the man with the strange haircut, asking a very weird question from No Boxes Mini Mike. This is Chuck Todd and Mayor Bloomberg, cut four.
Mayor Bloomberg, should you exist?
I can't speak for all billionaires. All I know is I've been very lucky, made a lot of money, and I'm giving it all away to make this country better. And a good chunk of it goes to the Democratic Party as well.
Is it too much? Have you earned too much money? Has it been an obscene amount of money? Should you have earned that much money?
Yes, I worked very hard for it.
Who even comes up with the question, should you exist? Is that the kind of question a totalitarian comes up with? Very disturbing. I'm sure he doesn't sleep well at night. Not as well as you will if you order one of Mike Lindell's pillows and you use my name for 40% off. Was that slick? That was a good transition, I thought. Go to 1-800-829-8468. That's mypillow.com. 1-800-829-8468. Mypillow.com. Mike Lindell, a great patriot. Support him. He sold 45 million of his pillows. I sleep on them. So does the president. So should you. Let's go back to Philly. So many people from Philly calling us. Line 3, Tom, you want to talk about exactly this issue. Welcome, Tom.
How are you? Nice to talk to you today.
Welcome.
Hey, I thought the very interesting thing was that a socialist Democrat was revealed last night. You can't have both. It's an oxymoron. When Bernie sits there and says it's a sin that he earned that much money.
Yeah.
The sin is that you want to make democracy into socialism.
Correct.
I am a Democrat 100% of the way. It's impossible. He's taken the freedom. And my wife didn't understand this. When you had the lady the other day on from Albania who said that as soon as they went to socialism, there was no food on the shelf. That's exactly what Bernie's going.
All right, Tom, what's your wife's first name?
Kimberly. She's listening in another part of the
state. Okay, I want to send her my first book because this is the reality. You nailed it. So there's no such thing as a democratic socialist. That is an oxymoron. And socialism is the transition. It's the halfway point between freedom and communism. And I want to send you a copy of Defeating Jihad. Ask Kimberly to read the first chapter. Stay on the line, Tom. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back with Devin Nunes here on the Salem Radio Network.